Hello, I'm Prophet Russ with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Intercessor's Update for September 2nd, 2026. The intercessor and author, E.M. Bounds, once wrote, "Prayer should not be regarded as a duty which must be performed, but rather as a privilege to be enjoyed, a rare delight that is always revealing some new beauty." When we survey the headlines today, we do not view them as spectators bound by worldly despair. We lay hold of our divine privilege as priests and intercessors, stepping onto the spiritual wall to establish God's wisdom, supernatural protection, and kingdom alignment across the earth. Our top story today centers on high-stakes military escalation in West Asia and the Persian Gulf. WNG and Anadolu Agency report that United States military forces carried out extensive, powerful strikes against Iranian Revolutionary Guard targets along the Strait of Hormuz, hitting radar installations, air defense sites, and naval mine-laying vessels, following hostile missile strikes on American forces and attempts to mine commercial waterways. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for His sovereign shield of protection over all American sailors, air crews, and service members operating throughout the Persian Gulf Theater. We pray for supernatural discernment and heavenly wisdom for our president, defense commanders, and naval leadership, asking God to safeguard commercial transit corridors, dismantle hostile ambush plots, and protect innocent lives. For our warfare declaration, we stand in kingdom authority against the spirits of maritime aggression, missile strikes, and regional warfare across West Asia. We decree that every demonic scheme of surprise attack, clandestine mine warfare, and maritime extortion is completely exposed and nullified by the power of God, declaring His divine peace and order over the waters of the Middle East. Second, governance and constitutional order in Washington took center stage as WNG reports that the House of Representatives passed a bipartisan stopgap funding measure with an overwhelming 370-48 vote, averting a looming government shutdown and keeping federal agencies operating smoothly through December 11. For our prayer, we ask the Lord to grant righteous wisdom, moral clarity, and fiscal stewardship to our congressional leaders, senators, and the administration. We pray for integrity across our federal operations, asking God to deliver our government from partisan paralysis and establish policies that guard the nation, protect hardworking families, and advance godly justice. For our warfare declaration, we break the assignment of administrative chaos, fiscal confusion, and governmental division over our nation's capital. We decree that the plans of the enemy to destabilize our national institutions are brought to nothing, speaking stability, divine order, and kingdom purpose over the United States government. Third, international diplomacy and great power maneuvering intensified in North Africa, as the Straits Times reports that Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Cairo for high-level security and economic talks with Egyptian leadership, addressing regional Middle Eastern trade disruptions, strategic canal routes, and secondary sanctions pressures. For our prayer, we lift up global diplomatic channels and international trade routes, petitioning the Lord to grant divine restraint and righteous influence among world leaders. We pray for Christian believers, missionaries, and innocent populations throughout North Africa and the Middle East, asking God to thwart ungodly coalitions and direct geopolitical decisions toward peace and stability. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of geopolitical manipulation, unholy alliances, and economic intimidation. We decree that the secret councils of darkness seeking to leverage global conflict are broken by the light of Christ, declaring that the sovereignty and peace of the Lord rule among the nations. Fourth, domestic emergency management and coastal defense are being tested along the southern coastline as WNG reports that a powerful tropical system continues to batter the Gulf Coast, bringing dangerous squalls, coastal flooding, and localized power outages to coastal communities. For our prayer, we ask the Lord for His hedge of divine protection around every family, property owner, and emergency responder along the Gulf Coast. We pray for supernatural wisdom and physical stamina for utility crews and local rescue workers, asking God to minimize property damage, guard against severe storm surges, and provide rapid restoration to affected areas. For our warfare declaration, we stand against the spirits of atmospheric destruction, sudden storm surges, and property ruin. We command the storm bands and winds to dissipate, speaking peace to the atmosphere and decreeing divine preservation and safety over our southern coastlines. Fifth, national justice and judicial accountability made significant progress as WNG reports that a Utah state judge ordered the accused assassin of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to stand trial for murder following a decisive preliminary hearing on video, DNA, and confession evidence. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for the spirit of truth, justice, and righteousness to prevail in our legal system and courtrooms. We pray for supernatural comfort and strength over grieving families, asking God to protect public speakers, political leaders, and citizens from political violence, intimidation, and hatred. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of political assassination, ideological violence, and lawlessness in our nation. We decree that every plot of murder and terror targeted against voices of truth is utterly demolished, declaring that the peace and righteous justice of God reign across our land. That's our prayer update for today. Be sure to visit Father's Heart Ministry to access our prophetic resources, read the daily prophetic word, or support the work. Let me know how these updates are helping your prayer time at russellwalden@gmail.com. Keep praying and keep standing strong.